And I can see that Jesse is upset about something. He wants to say something. Well, and then more calls and
not,
you.
Not upset, but Brian made the statement that the Palestinians are not fighting over land. I know it's a religious war, too, because I've come to realize, I mean, in the Quran it says that the attacks seem to be on Judaism and Christianity. It seems as though they hate that religion. But yeah. I was under the impression, Brian, that they were fighting over land there in Israel. I thought they wanted to take back the land. I hear that all the time.
The people,
am I wrong?
No, the fight as such is over land. It's not the people who want the land, though. This was a strategy that was outlined already. It was known in the early 1970s that the Soviets, the international communists, the leadership of the PLO formulated a strategy for the destruction of Israel. And they would disguise it behind a phony facade of Arab nationalism, behind a convenient disguise of Islamic fundamentalism. But the strategy would be to force Israel to give up land to the communists, not to the Arabs. In the name of Arabs, everywhere in the world, the communists hide themselves behind some other cause. In South Africa, they hide themselves behind black rights. In Ireland, they hide themselves behind either Protestant or Catholic. In no case is it Protestant, Catholic, black, or Arab.
In America, they hide behind the civil rights leaders.
That's right. And so in every case, what you have is communists using disguise in order to advance their revolution. But the point is to have that land, starting with what is now West Bank and Gaza, turned over to the PLO so they can begin to bring in Soviet forces as a preparation for the invasion of Israel, which they have declared already 25 years ago they plan to do.
Well, I certainly have to respond to that. Brian is entitled to his opinion, of course, but if you ask every single Palestinian, and I think the percentage would be 99.9% of the Palestinians, and ask them, what are you struggling for? And that is to be able to live free on their land, a land on which they lived on for the last, you know, several centuries, you know, a couple of thousand years, depending on which family you're talking about. These are families who have lived in those villages. So if you ask them, they'll tell you we're struggling to have our land back, to have our freedom, to have our dignity. You know, Brian could look at it as communist or whoever else is involved, but the reality is we can ask the Palestinians and they can speak for themselves. And I want to jump back to something. There was an attempt to blame PLO. I'm not a big fan of PLO or Israel either. I think it's very important not to drag our bias towards Israel to bring our own agenda into the issue. We have a terrorist attack against our country, and this is not, you know, the PLO with all its leadership, Muslims and Christians, by the way, have totally condemned this attack. And Brian said that they were involved in the previous attack on the World Trade Center. That's definitely untrue, according to every security report.